Greetings and welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show podcast. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. A week's hiatus last week, away on holiday, but back with a bang. We have the Italian Open on the European Tour, and we also have the BMW Championship on the PGA Tour this week. Two really strong tournaments, both sides of the Atlantic, to get stuck into from a betting perspective. So without further ado, I'll move on to take you through this week's Italian Open. Of course, Golf Betting System, or just type Golf Betting Tips into the search engine of your choice and you'll come across Golf Betting System. Paul Williams, our European Tour expert, has cast his eye over a decent quality field after the weak stuff that we were seeing in the Czech Republic and over in Russia, the KLM last week, but this week also the Italian Open, a decent enough field to get stuck into. Let me take you through Paul's published predictor model. Don't forget, Golf Betting System, you can come and pull together your own tailor-made predictor model, free of charge, and of course there's a huge slice of stats there, first round leader, average scores on tournaments, player form, all manner of stuff available at Golf Betting System. Here's Paul's published top 10 on this week's Italian Open predictor model. 10, Gregory Havre, 125-1 with Sky Bet. 9, Martin Kaymer, 14-1 with Sky Bet. 8, Alvaro Quiroz, 150-1 with Tote Sport. 7 is Roop Kakko, 100-1 with Bet Victor. 6, Ben Evans, really heavily backed so far this week, in from 175s to 125-1 with Tote Sport. 5, Alejandro Canizares, backed in as well, 40-1 with Bet365. 4, Francesco Molinari, 12-1 is the best price you will get at Bet Victor right now. 3, David Howell, 35-1 with Paddy Power, backed in from 40s. 2, the Frenchman Gregory Bourdie, again 35-1 into from 40s, that's available at Betfred. And number 1, Matthew Fitzpatrick, 25-1 available at Tote Sport. So that's Fitzpatrick, Bourdie, David Howe, Francesco Molinari and Alejandro Canizares. Further down the top 25 in Paul's predictor model, Florian Fritsch at 200s, Robert Rock at 100s, Jaco van Zeel, where he was 110-1 Tuesday morning, backed in heavily to 80-1 on van Zeel. Defending champion Henny Otto at 250s, Dinwiddie, De La Riva, both 100-1. And if you really do fancy a massive outsider, why don't we go for a little bit of David Drysdale at 200s. Garth Mulroy, who loves the bent grass and bent poa greens, which are playing on this week, 225-1 with Coral. And Graham Storm available, 250-1 with Coral. Paul's tips for the week. Of course, his full betting preview available at Golf Betting System. It's an interesting tournament, the Italian Open. One of the longer established tournaments, of course, on the European Tour. This is the 72nd running. It's moved to a new course, but effectively all you need to know, the Parco di Monza Challenge was a challenge tour event that was held here in 2006, where Rafa Cabrera Bello actually finished third, but virtually none of the field have got real competitive form around here because it hasn't been a course that's been used on the European Tour. 7,159 yard, par 72 with very, very small greens. Bent poa is the grass on those greens. And interestingly enough, the par fives aren't particularly long. 503, 519, 556, and the longest is 564. So par five scoring will be available to those that can hit the ball long, but hit it straight. Now, if you're looking for key prices for this event, here's the price history going back on the Italian Open. 2014, Otto 80-1. Cairn won at 80-1 in 13. 12, Gonzalo Fernandez Castaño, 40-1 in 2012. 2011, Robert Rocks at 66s. And Freddie Anderson Head was 66s in 2010. So relatively deep pricing tends to get the job done around here, player-wise. Paul's going. He can't really be ignored, can he? Matt Fitzpatrick, 2 points each way available at Tote Sport right now, playing fantastic golf. A great ball striker who's found the putter of late. Obviously, that's 60 last time out at Kenema last week, but that was preceded with a third in Austria, second at Kranz. He's playing exceptional golf, third in Prague as well, playing great golf. Due a breakthrough soon, could be this week. Next up, Alejandro Canizares. Now, Paul tipped him up at 50 to 1. He's been backed into 40 to 1, best price this morning with Bet365. Neat and tidy, loves tree line golf courses, playing some decent golf of late. 20 birdies last week in Holland, where he finished in the top 20. Alejandro Canizares, a point each way, 40 to 1 with Bet365. Next up, the mechanic, of course, Miguel Angel Jimenez. Jimenez available at 70 to 1 with BetVictor. So it doesn't really need much explanation, does it, with Jimenez. He's tidy. He didn't putt at all well last week in Holland, but again, accuracy off the tee, greens in regulation were right on track. If he finds the putter this week, and he doesn't tend to come to Italy that often, but sixth in 96 and also, sorry, third in 96 and sixth in 1999 shows that when he turns up in Italy, can play the golf courses, these classical courses, extremely well. And then two longer shots. Paul did tip up Jaco van Zyl on Tuesday morning, half a point each way, 110 to 1 with Bet365. Best price you will now get is 80 to 1 with Betway on van Zyl. Talented South African, doesn't tend to win, but top five can be, or looks very likely this week after finding some form in South Africa a fortnight ago. And the old war horse, Anders Hansen, half a point each way, 125 to 1 with Bet365. Great form on tight courses such as Wentworth. Hansen could come to the party. So half a point each way on Hansen at 125s. Jaco van Zyl now 80 to 1 with Betway. Jimenez, a point each way, 70 to 1 with BetVictor. You can also have Alejandro Canizares, a point each way, 40 to 1 with 365. Matt Fitzpatrick, 25 to 1 with Betfred, 2 points each way. Across to the BMW Championship on the PGA Tour, of course, the FedEx Cup, playing at this tournament this week at Conwy Farms, where Zach Johnson won in 2013. Jim Furyk, of course, shot that memorable 59 in crazily tough conditions. Here's the top 10 of this week's predictor model. Bubba Watson has drifted 25 to 1 with BetVictor this morning at 10. 9, DJ, 22 to 1 with BetVictor. 8, Webb Simpson, 100 to 1 with Coral. 7, Jordan Spieth, 12 to 1 with Stan James. 6 is Justin Rose, 25 to 1 with Betway. He's being backed into 22s this morning. Then we've got Henrik Stenson 12 to 1 with Betway. 4, Jim Furyk, of course, 20 to 1 with 365. 3 is Matt Kuchar, 33 to 1 available at Paddy Power. 2, Zach Johnson, 22 to 1 with Sky Bet. Number 1, Jason Day, 8 to 1 with Ladbrokes. So that's Day, Johnson, Matt Kuchar, Jim Furyk, and Henrik Stenson. Let me take you through my views on this week's BMW Championship. An interesting tournament, of course. One tournament's worth of data isn't a lot, but what we are looking at this week is a blustery tournament. Conditions could be soft if the forecasted electrical storms do hit Thursday night. Could actually affect Friday as well, potentially Saturday. So there could be thunderstorms that delay play, but effectively the wind is going to be in play across at least the opening 36 holes. Now, it looks like it's a southwesterly, which should make the course play a little bit shorter, which helps everyone really. But if you're looking for those short, accurate types, that's with the wind on their backs on a lot of the par fours and par fives, they're going to have loft in their hands, which makes them dangerous. Look for strong wedge players is my tip of the week. I'm going for three this week. I'm going for Zach Johnson, of course, 22 to 1 with Sky Bet. I'm going 2 points each way on all three of my tips. I'm also going Matt Kuchar, 2 points each way, 33 to 1 with Paddy Power, and Hunter Mahan, 55 to 1 with Bet365. Now, Mahan, was 66s with Ladbrokes when I tipped up on Monday. Kuchar was 40-1 with Ladbrokes for a fleeting moment, but he's 33s now. Zach Johnson was 30s on Monday, backed into 22-1. Popular players. Thanks for listening. I will see you again next week for the Tour Championship. Goodbye.